black on black on black.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hella dope.
Welcome in. Hello.
Black on black on black in the building.
What's goody in the hoodie, y'all? Welcome into the show. You are listening to, as DJ described, Black on Black on Black, hosted by DJ Queen and
D. Vendeste.
I know somebody's ears are just like, bitch, why?
Yeah,
why? Ringing
completely. Okay.
So this is a show that involves a Bay Area native, which is me. Yay! And a transfer from the Sizzity South.
Yay, yay!
As we explore the real San Francisco, larger Bay Area, finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene.
Let's go.
Listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and learn about the local artists who make it. What are you doing?
I said, you said being obscene, so I figured I'd just throw that out there.
Boy, just like I'm just underneath, just gliding. So this show happens every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you just so happen to land on the Radio Valencia streaming page and just click the listen now, hello, hi, welcome in. This is housed. This show is housed within Radio Valencia, which has shows that run every single day, y'all, 24/7. There's always something streaming going on. So keep listening.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get it.
Hella dope.
I love that I say that, and it's so stupid. Like, it's pretty classic. It's pretty classic.
It's just, I for some reason, I always forget it, and yeah. Then I'm here, and I'm like, corny.
Yes, I am corny as fuck.
Oh, my.
Okay, so we got some events going on. Spit them out.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now, because we are supposedly in the best weather time of the year, which, looking outside, is just not true.
It's literally gloomy as fuck today.
But this is where we're at. I honestly love this weather. This is my favorite, especially as we head into spooky month. But for this week, we have to kick it off. First Thursdays happening downtown in San Francisco. They're going to have a guest DJ called Full Crate from 7:45 p.m. to 9 p.m. He's a multidisciplinary artist, DJ, and producer. Full Crate nourishes an in-depth catalog of sound as today's international force of underground music. His Dutch/Armenian background has not dismissed his Full Crate's ability to leverage priority in anti-radio hip-hop and soulful R&B. So he will be one of the main artists featured on the main stage within First Thursdays. If you've never been, it's actually a really cool event that happens down there off of the Montgomery BART station. It usually spans about 5 or 6 blocks. They block it off. They bring in vendors. They also have a downtown hoedown. I don't know whose idea this is. This event is totally free. The downtown hoedown is totally free. They have a mechanical bull rides. There'll be line dancing lessons, and you can snap a pic with a disco bison.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Let's take it to the hoedown.
Yeah.
And so this is going to happen again this Thursday, October 2nd. You can go down off of 90 and Toma Street, San Francisco, to find the hoedown. And then there usually is multiple stages that have music. The last time I was there, outside of the full stage, there was like a side stage that was just playing like Brazilian underground music.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fucking dope.
That's so
random. It was good. It was fucking dope. It was great. It was like a mixture of, like, I would say, like, Afro house. A little bit of dubstep mixed into there.
Okay.
But just like it was fun.
It was bumping, yeah.
Yeah, it was bumping as fuck.
Hell yeah.
And that event goes from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then, of course, on Friday, we have First Fridays in Oakland. So this October.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it. I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and go. I really like their theme for this First Friday. So Oakland's First Fridays is shining a spotlight on health and well-being in all its forms. Mind, body, soul. Soul is about creating space for our community to explore wellness in ways that nourish and inspire, from healthy bites and natural products to resources that support physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual balance. You'll find opportunities to connect, recharge, and discover new paths to thriving. So come celebrate wellness in the heart of Oakland.
The hotel's going to be out in full force. Broccoli was man-made.
Wait, they've been, you know where they've been at lately? They've been right there as they come and collect the donations. They like right behind them.
Oh my God.
It is like right behind them. So you got that for our last First Fridays. They're usually out there earlier, and they're even starting to have a table.
Oh God.
And so I dropped my little $5 and then I got to go by. Excuse me, queen. I'm good.
I just like to shout that I have a white husband.
I'm about to bring Rafa.
Yeah, Rafa's brown though. They don't
fuck with that either.
I know, but they might be like, with the white husband, it's much easier to be like, leave me alone.
Yeah,
I've already been tainted.
I don't know, girl. They might be on your head.
Well, whatever.
They about to be on. But anyway, so that's gonna happen on the first Friday, October 3rd. It starts on it's on Telegraph Ave between 27th Street and 22nd Street, and that goes from 9 to 30 p.m. sharp.
Yeah,
they close that bad boy down sharp at 9:30. Sideshows will be starting at 10. And then also going on this weekend is Oktoberfest, which is also really great. That's going to happen.
October, not October. It's October.
Okay, so. Nigga.
I'm trying to let them know because it's like an Oakland thing.
Yes. Damn, I'm about to say it. So Saturday, I'm real aggressive right now.
You know what? Damn.
I got it for you. Oh. So that's going to be on Saturday and Sunday in Oakland within the Diamond District. Diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
So Oktoberfest celebrates the history, the flavors, and the people of the Bay Area. Oakland's Diamond District hosts this one-of-a-kind fall festival, combining Oktoberfest with Oakland, hence Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Welcoming thousands with craft beer and food, entertainment, arts, and ecology. The Diamond continues a tradition as an entertainment destination begun in the early 1900s when beer gardens and German vacation resorts lined the boulevard. Mm-hmm. Oktoberfest will bring world-class beer to the tented beer hall serving steins.
Yeah,
signs. Yeah, of traditional German flavors and regional beer pub favorites.
He's behind Stein.
Every day there's also going to be musical performances. So on Saturday there's going to be about 5 live acts followed by a DJ, and then on Sunday there'll be 4 live acts followed by a DJ. So the live music starts at around 12 p.m. There's also a lot of great vendors there. I've gotten some of my favorite waist beads from this event.
Yeah.
So very, very much highly recommend.
Need to get some more waist beads.
Yeah, it's time for me as well.
Yeah.
And then main event to highlight, baby, it's Hardly Strictly weekend.
Yep.
So Hardly Strictly is back in Golden Gate Park, October 3rd through 5th. So that'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, for those who don't know, Hardly Strictly Bluegrass is a free annual 3-day music festival in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, featuring a wide variety of American roots music genres, not just bluegrass. Founded and funded by the Hellman Foundation, it was started by the philanthropist Warren Hellman as a gift to the city, and actually really a gift for his wife, with a festival named to reflect its eclectic non-bluegrass only lineup. I will say also, this did start off as a strictly bluegrass. It was called Strictly Bluegrass, and then it got so eclectic they changed the name to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, because literally you'll hear music from all over the world.
Yep.
So like world folk music. I've heard some incredible groups from Eastern Europe. I've heard some bands from India. I've heard so much different music here. It's one of the largest bluegrass festivals in the United States, so definitely go check it out. On Friday, it's from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, it'll be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So this will be specifically in the Hellman Hollow, Lindley, and Mark's Meadows in Golden Gate Park. You can find an app that will tell you the destination on the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass website, as well as a lineup of every day of what the shows are. You can even look it up by artist or look up stages. I would suggest looking at the days and seeing if you can find one or two artists that you really want to go see. This is th- thousands, tens of thousands of people go to this. As someone who's been to it for many, many years, I suggest going to a state, finding an artist, finding a time, and go earlier. Go like two or three acts ahead of that and just like camp out.
Yeah.
Camp out there, have some, have a good time. You can bring alcohol, you can bring food. They say they require a clear backpack. I'm not going to say yes or no on that. But it's a really good time. I'm probably going to try and go on Sunday. But yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
That's all we got for events.
Okay, so if it's your first time listening to Black on Black on Black, we always do a Would You Rather. And I feel like this Would You Rather is going to be pretty fun, but I'm interested to hear like what you have to say. Mm-hmm. So, before we get into our first musical segment, but would you rather, mm-hmm. like tomorrow, just find out Wakanda is real, like... And however, getting into Wakanda, like getting like a visa and all of that is like extremely difficult. I'm talking about like PhD having niggas like trying to get into that bitch. Like, yeah. And I mean, because of course, right? Like it's going to be, it's going to be fucking difficult. So like the likelihood of us ever getting in is going to be hard. And this, the tourism won't be even be easy because they know we would likely stay over. So it's
going to be hard. Oh, I'm violating that.
Yeah, of course. Right. So that's...
I'm going to marry. And my options are, you know, bountiful.
Of course. I'm
a pansexual person. I'm going to give it my all, pussy first.
Of course. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or, like the black, like millionaire and billionaires in the U.S., decide to like create their own like island and invite like all the black Americans to actually just go like live on this island.
I don't know if I want that. I'm sorry. I actually don't know.
But we have the opportunity to go. Just because we're black Americans, like we automatically can just move. Like we can just fucking go. You know what I mean?
So it's a society ran by Jay-Z and P. Diddy.
No, nigga. Not. Excuse a P. Diddy. Like not. That guy, like, but yes, like the very like high society, like black Americans have decided, all right, fuck it, we're gonna start our own fucking nation, we're gonna like start our own like system here and everything. Other black Americans, you automatically can have citizenship, just get over there.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I mean,
I'm gonna try for Wakanda.
You won't get in, dude.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Okay.
Like, we don't know that. I'm sorry. I feel like I have a strong thing that if you are a billionaire, you're probably a bad person.
I mean, of course.
Like, bad things have happened, and I just think that when you get to that level of wealth, you have played the game in a way where you might be indoctrinated that like, you're going to repeat society's, like, mistakes. Problems.
Well, I mean, yeah, yes.
Colorism is going to be incredible. Classism is going to be incredible.
Yes, and or maybe that's not the case. Maybe they just like were accruing wealth to do something like this.
So do you believe people are good or bad? I feel like I remember you asking.
Just naturally?
Yeah.
I would say leaning bad.
Yeah, I think I remember this about you. And I normally say leaning good, and I'm just like, nah, I don't trust this.
I just feel like either we get up underneath the white man and just go, because sometimes I'm just like, I just want to fucking leave. Like, I want to be done. And if there was an opportunity to go,
I'd
go.
I love that both of these would you rathers are like, how do we leave?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Well, how do we get out?
With the Wakanda situation, there's just no way, dude. Like, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Like, there's no way that I would ever be able to get in there. You know?
I would be trying to.
There's too many other fantastic, extremely, like multiple businesses, PhDs and masters and shit, black people.
Who do you think would be the first person they take?
In Wakanda?
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Influentially, feels like he's up there. If not Obama.
Yeah.
Like Obama, Michelle, all of the Obamas, if they said, yeah, I think there'd be like an obvious yes.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not them. I ain't got shit, man. I have a degree. That's it. That's fucking it, bro.
Like, we have personality.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Style. We go crazy style-wise.
We're competing against the whole fucking continent of Africa, my nigga.
I know.
bro. That's crazy.
I know.
The source. And French, the French niggas, oh, we not can't compete with them. Nah, bro.
No, we can compete with the French. When I travel, I get confused as French. So, like, I think we can compete with the French.
Not the French who, like, run their own fucking fashion. Like,
okay, bro, well, that's a different
thing. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be taking the high, like, quality. I just feel like...
They're going to take, like, Kiki.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like Zendaya.
Yes.
Coco Jones.
Yes. Rock. All of that. All of that.
Oprah.
Maybe.
Oprah's maybe. A maybe.
I feel like Oprah, they're like, yes, but also you fucked up with Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. You know? Yeah. Like.
You think they would look at Obama and be like, you kind of fucked up foreign policy a little bit?
I think they did. I think he did the best that he could. As president, that shit's hard as fuck.
Yeah, it is. I would never.
Well, because they're also learning stuff that we will never find out. Like, that's why they gray so fucking bad. And the only reason why that nigga Trump ain't dead because he's evil in the heart. Everybody else.
He's evil in the heart.
Everybody else, like, grayed, like.
Just running on pure hate.
10 years, you know. So. That's all I'm saying. That's the only reason why I'm choosing the island. I'm like, I feel like I can get there. With Wakanda, I don't...
Like, you'd make me go on this island.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'd visit and I'd be like, I hate it here.
I'm like, bro, it can't be that much worse. It can't be that much worse than here, right? How much worse can it be?
Have you visited Atlanta?
Not since... Not, like, as an adult. Mm. Like, I haven't, like...
Been, I was gonna ask, how did you feel about Atlanta?
Haven't like gone to like downtown Atlanta as like a 30-something year old person.
That's true. I haven't either. That to be fair,
I feel like
college years, and that's yeah. That's, like,
see,
that's a
I think that's time. A different experience.
Yeah,
you know, Atlanta's thriving.
Atlanta's thriving. It's just like it seems very much like keeping up with the Joneses there, and I just don't want to do.
But that's black. That's black Southerners. That is black Southern culture.
Yeah, but I feel like, so with this island, is it, who exactly are we, who's in charge? What's the cultural vibe?
I am guessing it's going to be some sort of democracy, right? You know, has to be. If it's not a democracy, I'm not going. But my assumption is democracy.
I'll take socialism.
Well, socialism would be ideal.
Yeah,
but,
I'll take socialism.
But do I think the billionaires would have a socialist society?
See, that's my point. It's just going to be capitalism.
I know. Okay, I hear you. And, you know, we can at least go. I don't know who's wrong. I mean,
I see a homeless black person, I'm going to be fucked.
What the fuck?
I just want you to come back here
and see more?
I'm just telling you, the minute I see a homeless black person, I'm going to be fucking upset.
Right. So either you see one in the new island or 1,000 here, dude.
I'm just saying, where there's one, there's more. I'm sorry. No one's ever just seen one homeless person and there wasn't more lurking around.
Yes, I agree. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just like, you know, I just feel like we could just go, man.
You just want to leave somewhere.
But we have a better opportunity. At least you'd be gone, you know?
I don't know. I feel like we could figure out something to provide to get to Wakanda.
We cannot. Dude, you know how many fucking black people are in the world that we're competing against?
I feel like Wakanda would be a place that would be like, African Americans, we will become your homeland since you don't have a homeland. Or black people across the Americas, we will take you back.
Because that's a lot of niggas, bro. That as a foreign policy would be insane. Immigration wise, they would be overwhelmed.
I think you would have to do something like some sort of for instance, Spain has a sort of program where you can, first of all, everyone's not going to want to go. A lot of people, most people will, everyone's not going to want to go. Second of all, I'm telling
whoever my family, whichever one of y'all is listening, y'all, we better go. Y'all stop fucking around. Your daughter and her kid and husband, hopefully, are all going to be in there. So,
like, Spain has a thing for if you are a member of a former colony, let's say you're Cuban, you can apply for a visa there. You can stay there for 2 years, and after 2 years, you can qualify for citizenship.
Right.
You cannot go on a lucrative visa, so you gotta have a certain amount of money in your bank account, but you still have to go on a visa. So it can be like a student visa, it can be like something that's like you can be an artist visa, but you go, you like commit there. I imagine that they would have like various types of visas
right.
that you can qualify for, and they would give them to certain destinations.
Sure.
And if they have that, I feel like I feel like we as like people who directly are descendants of those from the transatlantic slave trade, they might prioritize us.
Right, but there's like millions of us, dude.
I know, but that doesn't mean. Not everybody's gonna want to go,
bro. There's gonna be so many, dude. There's gonna be so many.
You know, it's gonna be like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Nigga, literally golden ticket ass shit, man.
Gonna relearn how to walk to be like, I guess I'm going to the
like, I'm just saying. I just feel like that's my reasoning is, I think knowing that Wakanda existed, and then knowing that like, let's say I do get approved and it's like 10 years from now, like I just would rather get on the island now. I'd rather just go now.
What if it's just like the United States?
I mean, I don't feel like it can be. I don't feel like it can be. It can't be the same.
I don't know why not.
I
don't know why not.
You know, it can't be the exact same. I mean, the food and hair products alone are going to be different.
I mean, we have those food and hair products here.
If
so, like,
all of us niggas leave, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it feels like it's just going to be, like, the same political struggles.
We don't know is what I'm saying. We don't know. I know your assumption is bad, but I just feel like if we could just go.
We could just try.
I could not stand living in a world where Wakanda was real and I can't go. Also, that would depress me.
Isn't this an experiment that has already existed? I'm sorry. Didn't this happen already?
What you mean?
And sort of like weren't there folks who like went back to Liberia or somewhere like that?
Oh
and
yeah,
like, yeah, nigga.
What
happened with that? What happened with that?
Hold on.
Why don't we have a musical break? Look that shit up, and then we can use that, because I'm gonna bet it didn't go exactly well.
I think it went okay, but like it's not like they formed their own country, right? Like, okay, we're gonna look it up. We're gonna get into our first music break, and then we're gonna get back to y'all. But yeah, what we listening to first?
Oh, so the playlist for today is actually very Hardly Strictly inspired. So coming at you right now is actually gonna be one of the artists that will be at Hardly Strictly this weekend. The Devil Makes Three, and this will be Old Number 7. Enjoy.
Road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong. Oh, without doing wrong. Starts to grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me, what is it that I should do when I'm a swimming in the liquor only halfway through? So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps. To the fiery deeps.
Oh,
the fiery deeps.
Drinking in heaven.
It's just like a million years ago.
Y me deja temblando con ese tumbao. Vacila y vacila con ese cuerpero tan arrebatado. De puro melao. Oye, pelao. Ese melao es pa' mí.
Catalina. Necesito eso, desde tempranito tu beso.
Tú tienes el flow que conecta, rico, suelto. Pura medicina pa' mi corazón y vitamina pa' mi cuerpo.
Necesito de ti todos los días, tu ahora, tu agüita y panela me mata. Ay, me mata.
Catalina, tu problema.
Baby. ten la manga, ten. Dale, bien, cariñito, y nos vamos. Ya, y nos vamos. Dale, si se complica, que se complique.
Está desacatado.
Characters in it but me. I wanna sing you a sad song. Most of it I don't expect you to believe. It starts off just a whiskey and wine, or some miles of travel and some real good times. But it ends in a dark corridor where there ain't no windows and there ain't no doors. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle and a drifting out to sea. Oh, that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Take you to a shipwreck, 1,000 miles underneath the Black Sea. It looks like everybody's sleeping, but look close, they are dead indeed. I wanna lead you to an armchair, deep back in the files of my mind. I wanna sit you in a candle's light, where I've been spending all of my time. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle, is it drinking off of me? Now that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Yeah, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
Welcome back. This is Black on Black on Black. And this is DJ Queen.
And Devan Dustin.
Devan Dustin.
Wow. That's how we refer to
that's how it sounds. So.
Anyways.
Anyways.
You're here. You're listening to Black on Black on Black. We're here every Monday. So
you're here. Potentially queer.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's one of us.
We don't know the folks at home, you know.
No. I'm saying between me and you.
Yeah. Okay. Randy, we'd put up a poll one day.
Yeah, of course.
And just like put, we shouldn't put our names on it.
Just
put up
just our pictures. Our pictures and just click on our who's stage queer. Names. Yes. Who is the queer individual? That'd be amazing.
And we should put in three options. We should put in me, you, both of them.
Yeah. Or none.
Four.
Yeah.
Or
me,
none.
You, both, none.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we went on break, we're talking about what it might look like for Black Americans to just get the fuck out of America, like make their own place. Come to find out, that has happened with Sierra Leone and Liberia. So
talk about it. So I was like, that's been a thing.
Okay. So apparently, Sierra Leone's limited success is because there was an 11-year civil war. Because of corrupt governments over diamond resources.
Shocking.
And collapses of institutions.
Huh.
And that shit happened between 1991 and 2002, my nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, that didn't work out.
So you take it that island?
Okay, so then Liberia, right? Okay, so what happened with Liberia? Liberia was different. Liberia was like created by like the white men to be like, oh, here y'all go. And then like the white men specifically were like, but actually the only thing that Black people are good for is slavery. So they didn't really set them up for like a successful infrastructure like of governance.
Yeah.
So
I mean, wherever the state is going to live, like it's going to have to interact with the white world.
Yeah.
And so, to me, you can't get around that. It wouldn't be self-sufficient. It would have to interact with the white world in some shape, way, or form.
Yeah.
And so, for all these reasons, unless we change the rest of the world, I just don't see it working. Pop that bubble.
I mean, look, all I'm saying is that it's already bad here. I just want to say, like, we can just, anyways.
I was telling D before, I was like, so what, we just gonna become Israel? Is that what we gonna do? Is that what we're gonna do? No, we gonna become a colony, a plague to someone else? Is that what we gonna do? Because I'll be damned.
Bro, could you imagine?
I will shoot everybody myself.
Could you imagine we show up to Nigeria and just start taking it over?
I will shoot us all before God. I let
the
that
Nigerians
happen.
Cursing us out would be so like beautiful because the Nigerians' capacity of understanding on the English language is amazing. No one can quite tell stories or curse people out like fucking Nigerians. Woo! If you've never been cursed out by a Nigerian, they will literally call you everything under the sun without even using an actual curse word.
Yeah, except a child of God. Well, yeah. they might put that in afterwards.
Right. Yeah, but it is fantastic. Anyways, you want to talk about Bad Bunny? Because that's fun.
Yeah. So guess who got announced as the Super Bowl halftime show performer? Bad Bunny, Mr. Benito himself.
Yeah.
And hell yeah. I am so here for it. Because people are like, why can't they find an American? Without realizing that Puerto Rico is a part of America.
Yeah.
It's a part of the United States.
Right.
Also, the Americas encompass a range of a multitude of different countries outside of just the United States. So this is going to be great. Maybe they are. Puerto Rico's got U.S. passports. Let's get it. Like, yeah. I'm so excited for this. It's also, I think it's so beautiful in that this is one of the most highest watched musical events in the world.
Yep.
It's the Super Bowl halftime.
Yep.
And the fact that Bad Bunny has been very sort of outspoken about the fact that he is not going to do any tour dates in the United States, and the fact that the one that
stop
The one he is doing is the one that everybody who was like, why doesn't he perform in the United States? It's like, no! And which is, and like, people have been saying, like, why doesn't Bad Bunny put a show in the United States? Why is he so anti-American? Baby, you got it!
Yep, you got it.
You got it. They ain't even gonna pay him. They ain't even gonna pay him. Yeah. You know, he gonna come do his thing. He not even gonna get paid. You got him.
Yeah.
We were like, all the songs are in all this, we're not gonna understand a single song, baby. It's your time to learn Spanish.
Yep,
come on, Stas, you got this,
and
baby.
And like half of America will understand it. So
half of the United States used to be Mexico. So we're gonna be fine. This country doesn't even have a national language. Right. We're gonna be fine. It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be great.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be really cool.
You know, I will say, for all of Jay-Z's faults, Jay-Z be doing his big one with these halftime shows.
Yeah, 100%.
Jay-Z be doing these big one with these halftime. People was like, when are we gonna get a country show? Without realizing that Beyonce did the Christmas special, and y'all got country then.
Yeah,
people really wanted Taylor Swift,
of course.
And I'm just they thought it would be the fairy tale to her getting engaged to like Travis Kills. Without realizing, like, a lot of us don't really like Taylor Swift's music.
Not like that.
And people were like, oh, but she has such great lyrics. Does she?
I think Taylor Swift touches people who don't need anything in depth.
No. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's fine.
And that's
there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
But totally fine.
You can't say she's like a lyricist. That's crazy.
That's wild. You also can't say that she like sings her face off, because that's also crazy.
Yeah.
You can't really say that she's a great dancer.
Right.
So like I feel like Super
she's
Bowl.
Fine.
She's fine.
She is what white people need.
And she gonna go
for her.
She gonna be in the building, and guess what? She probably gonna be Bad Bunny's biggest fan, because she be out there supporting.
Yeah, she be out there supporting. I have no beef with that woman
at all. You know what? Live her best life.
Yeah, I'm so Travis, y'all have fun with that.
Yeah,
just make sure the Chiefs do not get back in the Super Bowl, unless they lose again. That's the most important part.
He's like, I don't even want to see that jersey. I don't want to see nothing of it.
I don't need fucking Patty Mahomes and his bullshit and his quote-unquote nappy hair.
Woo.
Remember that shit,
bro?
Crazy.
Well, no, that and the fried chicken.
Amazing.
Woo.
I think my brain would break if my husband had answered that question like that. If my husband had ever said D-Fantastic's favorite comfort food is fried chicken. It's almost divorceable. I think I'd be like, you don't know me at all.
Like when he asked, how did my hair grow so fast?
Yeah, that was not ideal. That was not ideal. But, you know. You live and you learn.
Woo, the way that we do. Like, excuse me?
It's funny. You didn't even look at him. You looked at me.
I looked straight at you.
I looked straight at me.
And I was like, because it's on you.
No, it's definitely on me.
I was like, what's happening?
But you had seen me with fucking braids and shit.
When I responded to you. Like, you asked that question. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I will never live that down.
Goddamn. For those of you who are dating within the black community and are not black yourselves, you better understand the culture.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
You need to understand the hair. You need to understand the food. And you need to understand what are the appropriate things to say in a moment, and what things are going to get you side-eyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which also reminds me, I was watching a video the other day of like people making potato salad.
Really?
And trying to guess if it was a black or white potato salad.
Ooh,
and there's two of them were white and two of them were black.
Okay.
I saw the most disgusting thing. I was really offended. It was a potato salad that had peas in it.
Okay.
And pumpkin spice.
What?
She put pumpkin spice. And she had as a side dish to that?
I don't know.
Apples?
Apples?
She had apples.
Is she trying to make people sick?
Cinnamon on it.
Plus, trying to make
people
sick.
The black people were like, "What's happening?"
I didn't fuck a potato salad, but that is that to me like that would induce vomiting, right?
They
like,
were like,
"I feel like vomiting."
They were like, "What is?" They were like, "Why is it sweet?"
Dude, that makes my stomach hurt.
They were like, "Why is it sweet?" The other white person was like,
I'm honestly nauseous thinking about it.
The other white person was like, I can honestly say I've never eaten anything like this before. It's like a dessert. And I just like, what do you mean it's a dessert?
A dessert?
You're not eating potato salad.
Crazy. That's crazy. That's nauseating. I'm serious.
One of the black guys held it up on a fork to the camera like, what is this? What is this? They were like,
No.
And you're like, don't bring that.
No.
One of the black people gave it a 2, and he was like, I'm being generous.
A 2 is wild.
A
0 would be...
The black woman was...
If not negative.
The black woman was even more wild. She's like, I'm going to give this a 4, but don't bring this to the cookout.
Ooh, this is a good question. I know we got to get into our segment here, but... What's the worst mistake you've ever seen with the macaroni and cheese?
Too dry.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Too dry.
Oh, yeah. Too dry is where it's at.
Yeah.
Dry is where it's at. Crunchy.
Ooh.
Crunchy is not great.
Why is it crunchy?
They just didn't do the noodles.
No. Enough. The noodles are the easiest part.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Like, drying, I think, happens pretty often.
Sure.
But, like, crunchy
is crazy. I will never forget.
Or tasteless.
Reading
is like
this.
Wild.
Well, yeah. I'll never forget reading this tweet. On someone let their vegan aunt create the mac and cheese for Thanksgiving, and literally the whole family broke out in a fight, and the grandma called someone the F word.
Wait.
I don't know. Yeah.
No!
I don't know how it devolved into that.
That's a major...
That's a bad fight. I don't know.
How does someone get called the F word?
I don't know, bro. I mean,
can you imagine being maybe minding your queer business and all of a sudden you catch a stray by your grandma?
I imagine the anger from the mac and cheese just like, I think it set everybody off. I think people just went like back. Like, I think someone opened up that pan and just, I think it just bust the whole family up.
Look, a vegan can't do shit at a black Thanksgiving or Christmas or barbecue, but no. Maybe water, plates, and a salad.
Yeah.
That's what they got.
Yeah.
Everything else, they need to just, like, back on up. You know? Or bring what they want to eat.
What about cabbage?
They can bring what they want to eat.
Whatever y'all vegans gotta bring to the fucking cookout and shit, bring your own shit.
Bring your own shit. You will cook it on your own stove. Absolutely. On your own fucking time.
I'm not doing that.
Like that, I
love you and I respect the decision you're making. I think it's great because I love animals. I also love the way they taste.
I love animals. So it's delicious.
You know what's crazy about it? It's like, you know what? For the most part, like, how we kill animals is the suffering, like, obviously beyond the huge farms. But, like, the suffering isn't the same as when, like, animals do that shit to each other in the wild.
Yeah.
When you see that shit on, like, National Geographic or fucking Discovery, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. It's hell.
That's hell.
Yeah.
Like, watching hyenas, like, fucking take down a, like, water buffalo. Not a water buffalo. It's completely different. Like, take down an elk or whatever. They're, like, tearing open his stomach while it's alive.
It's crazy. And it's just, like...
eating the fetuses out and shit. Like, crunching your brain.
You're
like,
watching the light go from its eyes slowly.
Like, that is... At least we're better than that.
And the people in the comments actually like, why don't they stop? Like, what are you talking about?
Why don't they intervene?
What are you talking about, Susan?
No,
you
they
get out there
eat.
Then. You get out there.
And also, they need to eat. I personally cheer for the predators.
I mean, it's the circle of life.
Ooh, that was a good harmony.
Yeah, I know. Go us. Black excellence.
Okay, but let's get into the segment because I want to talk about something crazy that happened this past week.
Get in.
So fascism is alive and well.
I was like, this past week, you mean this like?
I mean, for a long time. But as a reminder, again, what we say here is not reflective of Radio Valencia. It's just me, D-Fantastic, and Queen, and our opinions. It's not what Radio Valencia believes. But fascism is crazy. So before I actually.